All right, I guess this thing is working. Wow, here we go. Sorry for the silence. I didn't know this was even recording because it's been asking me to send a message and I was trying to find a good picture of my dick, but I didn't. So you guys ain't got to worry about seeing that. Don't worry, it's not impressive anyways. So I decided to do this podcast because I haven't been here in a while and I thought, well, live stream sounds like fun. I don't know how fun it is. Hopefully you have fun with it. I don't even know who the fuck you are. But if you're listening, I hope you laugh. I hope you enjoy. I've never done this, so if you get mad at me, remember, I'm a virgin, and I'm saying no to negative comments. And if you go against that, well, there's not a goddamn thing I can do, because it took me enough hoops just to figure out how to do this live stream shit, let alone go after somebody for a rape of the mind. So, anyways, and I throw a lot of rape in there right now, because, you know, like R. Kelly, P. Diddy, you know, all the fun stuff. So, if you offend me because I offended you, just keep in mind that I will treat you like a child in an R. Kelly video, and you might get peed on as well. And hopefully you don't like it. And if you do, good for you, but I won't do it again because that would make the situation really fucking weird. So, anyways, a lot to talk about. I've been doing a lot of stand-up comedy, and well, not really a lot, not lately anyways. I've had surgery, and I'm recovering, and I kind of think doctors say they don't want people to get addicted to pain pills, but I kind of think really they do. And the reason I say that is because they gave me like 11 different flavors of pain pills in like 4 prescriptions. Makes zero fucking sense to me. They give you something that works and you only have to use like 1 to 3 times when they call for you to use it, like, you know, 5 or 6 times a day. And then the next time they give you something that requires you to use it 4 to 6 times. You use it 1 to 3. And then the next time after that, they're like, oh, this guy's taking way too long to take all these goddamn pain pills. We need him getting on some good shit. So they give you something bad that you got to double up on that makes you look like you're some kind of fucking drug addict. And I will tell you, people, I don't know what you know about Tramadol, Trazodol, Valtrex, whatever the fuck it is. I think Valtrex is herpes medication, but, you know, some of you probably could be on it. And don't worry, I'm not going to get close enough to the mic for you to kiss me. It's just, you know, not necessary. But anywho, yeah, they gave me this Tramadol and I, you know, went to therapy. They stretched me out. Everything that they say in a therapy session sounds like a bad reading off a Pornhub search. I'm not going to lie to you. It really does. Like, my therapist has me do shit like ball squeezing, and then he has me yank some ropes like a bird and climb a mountain, yanking on his ropes. And then in the end of every session, he wants to stretch me out. And I don't give a fuck what you got to say about that. It makes me think that, you know, it's something out of like a BBC video, and I don't want to be stretched out. So the first time he said to me, I was like, what? Motherfucker, you ain't stretching shit. I'm going to stretch you, little man. You're pretty and small. I could take you. But then it turned out he was stronger than he looked, and I went home with a new attitude. Like, I went home, and I told my wife, I was like, bitch, don't fuck around. I got options now. I got dudes wanting to stretch me out. Just, you know, a little fun fact. I'm not sure how fun it is, but I know it's a fact. I think he'd do it. He looks like the kind of guy that would eat some plant-based cheese, but super good guy. Only because he stretched me out. Just so you know. Does anybody have any thoughts on this Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight? Because I got to tell you, I was excited at first. I kind of wanted to watch it. But after seeing like training video after training video of Mike Tyson training in his tighty whities and seeing big black cock just swinging around when he's punching out his trainer, he just kind of started leading to Pornhub, you know what I mean? I was like, I wonder what this looks like on Pornhub, you know? I mean, like, I don't want to see another training video of Mike Tyson's until he puts some fucking pants on. Make no mistake, I want to see him knock Jake Paul the fuck out. Like, I was so excited about it. I watched the new Roadhouse with Jake Gyllenhaal. And I gotta say, Jake's really made his way since fucking Heath Ledger died, you know? I mean, like, Jake was the dude getting slapped around and banged in the ass in the tent. Now, I think he could take Heath, you know, if Heath was still alive. God rest his soul, you know, blah, 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 whatever. So, yeah, hopefully you're not offended by now. And if you are, well, I don't really know what to say to that. Sorry, maybe. But while we're talking about being offended, I do want you to know, if you're offended by everything that people say and you're part of this cancel culture bullshit, I want you to think about one thing. The more people get offended by everything and the more you cancel because something hurts your feelings that somebody said and you don't like it when a lot of other people do, I want you to know that soon enough, the more of you fucking people that jump on this bandwagon of canceling people that say offensive shit, I want you to know that pretty much any comedy show you go to, any fucking concert you go to, any live event where somebody is speaking, they're all going to sound the same. They're all going to sound just like this. Hi, how are you? This is the show. Yeah, there's nothing coming after that because they can't say anything. In fact, after they said, hi, this is the show, they're probably scared that you're going to be offended and fucking cancel them. So here's a tip to you. If you don't like what people are saying, don't fucking listen to it. If it's not actual hate speech, don't make it hate speech. And if you don't know if it's hate speech, don't presume it is. Just a little, you know, fact. So, and like I said, I really don't know what I'm doing on here. And some of you are probably sitting there like, clearly, yeah, you definitely know what you're doing. And you probably can't spell clearly. Hopefully you can. Hopefully you got an IQ better than like, you know, 70 or your own shoe size. Not making fun, you know, slow people are special. And not only are they special, but they're a lot of fun. I like them. Food City employs a whole fucking bunch of them, and you cannot have a bad time at Food City. You see one guy fighting with a shopping cart, one guy spitting his boogers on the handle while the other guy tries to lick it off. They fight over who had the tastiest one. Some of them drool while they talk, and they'll always push your shit to your car even when you don't need it. So, there's that. I kind of think that I would like to have Tourette's syndrome. And the reason I say that is because you can do anything when you got Tourette's and get away with it. You really can. It's like a free, do whatever the fuck I want and get away with it pass. It really is. And I know some of you are sitting there thinking, what does he mean, do what I want and get away with it for free pass? I mean, looking in, I don't know what that means. Well, what it means is exactly what I said. You can do what you want and get away with it. Even if you don't have Tourette's, if you can get somebody to diagnose you with it, you can punch a child in the back of the fucking head on Christmas morning while they're opening a present. Nobody will get mad. I shit you not. Last Christmas, I was sitting there at a family's house. Well, a family would, I don't know. Anyways, I was sitting at somebody's fucking house on Christmas. I might have showed up drunk. I don't know. But I was sitting there and we were all opening gifts. Everybody was having a good time. And all of a sudden, this girl screamed out, yamba ram, cram a finger in my ass, and bap, punched a fucking child right in the back of the head while they were opening her Barbie doll house. And the baby started crying. Nobody got mad. In fact, they was like telling the baby shit like, man up, you're okay, she's small, she didn't hurt you that bad, while they were offering the girl ice to put on her hand. That was a lot of fun. That makes me want Tourette's, because, you know, sometimes you ever meet somebody that you don't like, even if it's a family member, and then they turn around and have a baby and expect you to like it, even though you don't like them. Like, I want one of them to offer me to hold their baby just so I can drop it. I know what you're thinking, that's mean, but first off, that doesn't make me irresponsible. It makes them irresponsible. I don't like you. What makes you think I like your mutant? You know what I mean? Like, you can't have a baby with three eyes and hand it to me and expect me not to fucking drop it. Especially if it's got like a half-formed gill because you didn't have enough sense to not drink and smoke and do drugs while you were fucking pregnant. You know? And plus, you were stupid looking already as it was. And want me to have an ultrasound of your fucking baby. Why would I want an ultrasound? It looks like a fucking alien trying to climb its way out of a cocoon. Fucking fucking clawing and scratching and shit. I don't get it. Don't offer me pictures of your baby and your womb because, first off, I've never been in your womb. I don't like you. I don't like your womb. I don't like your fucking baby. Don't offer me pictures of it. And I'm tired of people acting like all babies are smart and all babies are cute. I'm going to tell you that they're not. Babies are just like the rest of us. They're like everybody else on the fucking planet you meet because they become everybody else on the planet that you fucking meet. A whole lot of losers and a few winners. And they're not all smart and they're not all cute. Other day, I had somebody call me the other day, tell me their baby was smart and cute. And I had questions. I said, well, what does your baby do to make you think that it's smart? I already know it's not cute because it fucking looks like you. So your baby's not cute. We're going to go ahead and pass that though, because I don't want to offend you too much. But we're going to get on with the smart part. What do you do, or what does your baby do that makes you think that your baby's smart? And if the best you got is it says gaga goo goo, and that's the height of its fucking vocabulary at fucking 6 months old, and it throws baby wipes across the floor, you got an average fucking baby. You do. You really do. You got an average child. I'm sorry, it's not smart. If I come to your house and you tell me you got a smart baby, I want to see some cool shit. I want to walk into a fucking room. You got two babies sitting at a fucking, like, poker card table, playing poker and shit, smoking cigars, drinking brandy, talking about foreign stock exchanges. That's what I want to see. I want to see that kind of shit, because that's a smart fucking baby right there. That is. That's a baby I want to talk to. And I'll even lie to it and tell if it's cute, you know, even if it's bald. I'll be like, yeah, you're adorable. You know, that way it can give me, you know, a little insight on some better financial goals in my life. I assume it's probably Jewish, maybe. I don't know. This is probably going to get me canceled so far. But anyways, this live stream I only did because I couldn't, you know, pre-record it or record it and then put it out, because there's no such thing as pre-recording, really. It's recording or not recording, truthfully. I don't know why everybody adds shit to everything to make it sound more than what it actually is, but the truth is I am live streaming and recording at the same time while I'm live streaming, and I've got a tip for everybody right before I go, right before I end this podcast. If any of you are in any kind of legal trouble, I can tell you how to get out of it right now. I'm not an attorney. I don't have a law degree. I know you're probably thinking, like, yeah, this motherfucker definitely don't have a law degree. I don't, but I'm going to tell you how to get out of any kind of trouble right now. The best thing you can do, I don't care if you, well, use your imagination. There's a lot of shit you can do to get in trouble. So I'm not going to give you cool ideas and have you fucking use them, you cheapskate. I'm just going to tell you, if you do anything to get in any trouble, and even serious trouble, where you're looking at some serious time, if you want to get out of it right now, when you go to court, you don't even need an attorney. You just walk in the court, sit down, wear you a nice suit, you know, wear something that says bling on it, you know, like you got some class. Look the judge straight in his face and tell him two things. If one doesn't work, revert to the other. Start off with something like, judge, I'm a good person. I messed up. I shouldn't have, but I've got skills. I've got really good skills that help out the society. And if you'll let me step back in your chamber with you quietly, I'll lift your robe and I'll suck your dick so good that the bailiff will be jealous. If that doesn't work, the next shot is foolproof. It has to work. All you got to do is scream out, I know where Diddy is, and run out of the courtroom. Thank you. Have a nice night.